Today's daf is Tamura Daf Gimel, and we are on Beis Amid Beis, as we started the Masech the last time. The new world of Maseches Tamura, Hakol Memirin, the Perek, and we discussed who was able to be Memir, and its relationship to Smicha, that was yesterday's daf, which we had that connection again in the past. The personal element of Tamura and Smicha has to be yours. What about a Yoresh? What about partners? The Machlokas Tanayim that we had related to that. Then the Gemara went into, what about a Katan? What about a Goy? The Gemara had an unanswered question about a Katan and had it into Psalomar. What about a Goy? So we're still into that. We know a Goy, a non-Jew, can be Makdish a Karban. The question is, does it have the same status in terms of all the laws of Karbanas of other Karbanos? That's what the Gemara says. It's not subject possibly to Pigol, Noser, and Tameh. Right? It goes back to the, we had a Mishnah back in Maseches Zvachim, related to the status of a Karban of a non-Jew. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph, Kadshe Ovdei Kachavim, Ein Chayavan Aleh Mishim Pigol, Noser, and Tameh. Vashochtan Bachutz Pater, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi Bechayev, so Machlokas Tanaim really there. That's the classic source for this, but the Gemara here is going to quote what the Gemara says there as well. What is missing from a karban of an akum? What about Me'ila? Right, the Mishnah is a Machlokas about Pikunos Vatame. What about Me'ila? So here we go. Says the Gemara Amar Rava Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya from the Tosefta in Zvachim, which is quoted there also in Zvachim Adaf Bemhei. Tashma, the Tanya Kachi of the Kachavim, or Tanya Kachi Kachavim, Lo Nanim Velo Malin. Kachi of the Kachavim, a karban that was hukdash by a non-Jew. There is an Isser of Hana'ah, Lo Nehenin. We'll talk about that. Velo Malin. But there is no karban of Me'ila if one does violate. Ve'ein chayavan aleim shimpigol knows v'tamei. And that karban, if a Kohen is makrivit with a machshav is pigol, if it's left over, Tamei, all these Yisurim do not apply, which somehow then reflects that it's not the same status of Kedusha as a Karban of a Yehudi. Ein Osid Tamura, and it cannot create Tamura of Ein Mevi'im Nesachim, and Nesachim are not brought, as we saw last time, Aval Karbanotah Nesachim, Devei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that he is not chayav to bring a sachim, but his carbon has to bring a sachim, right? It did in the carbon, as we mentioned, it did in the gavra. That is Rabbi Shimon's shita. Amar Rabbi Yossi, bekulan ani roe lahachmir. All of them, I am roe lahachmir, meaning to treat the carbon of a non-Jew just like a carbon of a Jew. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Says the Rashi, bekulan ani roe lahachmir, delonenin umolin v'chayavan olim shebekaros v'tamei kishar kachim, except for Nesachim, Rashi is Devada Ein Mevi, and they don't bring Nesachim. But now the Brisa continues. Bamed, Ramamurim, this is going back on the Tanakama. When does the Tanakama say that there is no Me'ila B'Kachim Mizbeach? By Kachim Mizbeach, if the Goy is Makdish Egg Karban. Ava B'Kachim Bede Gabayis, Mo'olim Bohem. But by Kachim Bede Gabayis, if the Goy is Makdish Damim, so then there's Me'ila, even by the Bede Gabayis of a Goy. So that's the Brisa, that's the Tosefta from Zvachim. But what do you see in the Lashon of the Tanakama, Ktani Mia, Ein Osin Tamura, right? There is no Isser of Tamura, and that's what we're trying to prove, right? Is there going to be the concept of Tamura when it comes to the Goy? Do we say that the Goy can be Mamers? That was our Ibaya, right? We're building on the Katan. What about a Goy? So doesn't this prove that there is no Tamura when it comes to a non-Jew's Karban? So like Mara says, no, Rami Rechama. So how could Rami Rechama even have the Suffolk if we have a Beferish Tosefta that says no? So no, says Rami Rechama. Behikdash ovei kochavim l'skaber ovei kochavim l'kumi boili. If a Goy was Makdash or Karban for a Goy, then for sure, Ein Osin Tamura. That wasn't the Shaila that was being spoken about by Rami Barachama. That's what the Brisa talks about. A total Goy, right? That's not going to come to Tamura. And Rashi adds, based on the Sfar that we just said, Ho Avalo Asila Chal Onshin. He never reaches the level of Onshin. Tamura is an Avera, and it's in the world of Onshin. So that's why that's not the Shaila. Ki Kami Boili Behikdish Ove Kochavim Umiskaper Be Yisrael. The Shaila is that if a Goy is Makdish it for a Yisrael, He wanted, he has a friend who's Yisrael, and he wants the Yisrael to be able to use the carbon and get kapara and get credit for it. That's the shaila. Basar makdash aslina. By tamura here, do we go by the makdash? The makdash is a non-Jew, and therefore it would not be subject to tamura. O basar miskapar aslina. Who do you go by the miskapar, the one who was used for? And therefore, Kivan Rashi quotes, Shehufrash litzarcho, karina be karbano. Right, it's enough to be called karbano, and there would be an iser of temuras. The Gemara says, Tifshal emidu Rabbi Avo. So, the shaila is, do you go by the makdish or the miskaper? We're going to say, maybe we can prove it from Rabbi Avo, because Rabbi Avo says, Dabar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamakdish mosif chomesh, umiskaper ose temura. Right, in the context here of Rabbi Avahu, the one who is makdish, it has to add on the chomesh, and the one who is miskaper is osa tamura. So it's beferish. Vatorim mishalo ashal chaveiro tovas anashalo. And if I are torim mishalo truma al shal chaveiro, so then tovas anashalo, then I get to choose who I give it to. But again, you see from here that the miskaper is osa tamura. So it's beferish again. So isn't this open and shut? The Gemara answers again, no, maybe not. Maybe that's not exactly talking about our case. Omar Lay, or the Sheba Gubetzes, has a little different gear, so, but either way, Omar Lay Hasam, Huda Ka'asi Mikoach Yisrael. If it comes Mikoach Yisrael, so the Makdish and the Miskaper are both Jews, so then you could say it's different than the Makdish being a guy. Hasam, Huda Ka'asi Mikoach Yisrael, Mishum Haki Aslina Basar Miskaper. Fahavi Lay Tchilasa Visofo Biyad Yisrael. There it's all Biyad Yisrael, so that could be different than our case. Because even if it's the miskaper you go by, but the makdish might have some role, might have a creation of the kedusha while the miskaper continues the kedusha, but it couldn't, might not be the same. Ki aval hacha hachi gami vayalei. The shaila here is mi beina mitchila vatzof the teku bereshus mada avit tamura. Maybe it's not the same. Maybe if the goy is makdish, even if the Jew is miskaper, it's not the same thing. So therefore, teku, we do not have an answer to that. So the question, again, about the Gemara seems to say that by a goy, for sure, there is no tamura, and by a goy being makdish and a Jew being miskaper, so that is an unanswered question. If you look in the Rambam, how we alluded to this last time, but if you look in the Rambam in terms of psak, the Rambam in the first parak of tamura, quotes, parak aleph halacha vav, ein kachi goyim osin tamura min hatorah. Kachi goyim do not make a tamura. Cannot be mumar. Avo midivrei sofrim shagoy shehemir harizet tamura. So number one, that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that the kachim of a goy, we look, our Gemara sounds like kachim goy totally excluded. The Rambam says kachim goyim are including midrabanan. Avo midivrei sofrim shagoy shehemir harizet tamura. Number one. Number two, the Rambam quotes the case hikdish agoy shebehema sheyiskaper by Yisrael vehemir by goy harizu suffik tamura. That's a suffik tamura. So that is okay or it's not okay. The Raiva, the other no sekelim wonder. One second. Even the Gemara that had this suffix, what was the Gemara talking about? If a goy is makdish and the Jew is miskaper, is there tamura? If who does tamura? If the goy does tamura or if a Jew does tamura on this carbon? So that's not clear. The Rambam obviously feels that it's talking about a case where the goy himself does tamura. The goy could create tamura on this type of carbon as long as possibly the Jew is being miskaper. Ravid, Amar Avram, Shibushim Yesh Kan. This is a problem. Shahagoy ain osa tamura klau. Lo bishalova, lo bishal Yisrael. A goy can't make tamura. You know what the Rambam's talking about? The whole shaila wasn't about that. Aval Yisrael shehemir bakarban shehikdish goy. Liskaber ba Yisrael zeh osafik. Says the Ravid, the only suffix is a Jew's doing tamura on this type of carbon, not a goy's power. That was never under discussion. The Rama obviously feels that it was, that the goy has the power of tamuras, which is fascinating. Right? Could a goy make any other kind of chalos? Right? Could a goy make a truma on a daraisa level? Could a goy create any other? So again, the Rama must feel that the goy could create hekdish. That's the din. Could create hektish on a daraisa level, but it has some status daraisa, even though it is limited in terms of the details of the halacha. But the Rambam at least has that suffix, that the whole discussion here is about a goy being meimir, not a Jew being meimir, a goy being meimir. So this is the Ravid, and the long Mari Kirkus here, the Kesef Mishnah here discusses The dvarim mevuarin bereish tmura. The einam sosrim devar rabenu. Tikal meimer hasam midaraisa. Midaraisa sosrim guy meimer. First of all, the whole discussion here could be about daraisa, but the Rambam is talking about the rabbanon. So there's no problem. And the second shita, he had a different understanding of the Gemara. Right? That's the Rambam Raivid Kesef Mishnah. Long Mari Kirkus, Lechem Mishnah, but that's an important day of the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. So again, unanswered question. At least this detail. So we have Katan, we have Goy. And again, it's a question about Goy, it's a question about Tamura, exactly how to understand it. So Amar Mar, says the Gemara. Now we're quoting different parts of this Raisa to darshan it a little deeper. Kachim is Ovde Gochavim, Lonen and Velomoalin. What the Gemara often says when you have this phrase, that means there's an issa d'rabbanan to get hana'a from it, but there is no me'ila d'araisa regarding karban and avera and chomesh. That's lo nenin, really a d'araisa level. You can be nenin, but lo nenin midrabbanan. So my time, why is that? Why is this? We'll see in a second. Tosas, even though before that, wonders in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, Hikser Rabbi Yaakov, why do you have to interpret it that way here? Maybe you could have an exclusion of Mi'ila, but still have an Isser Hana, Midaraisa. The Hikser Rabbi Yaakov, Lama Lana Lomar Derabbanani, Dilma Midaraisahi. Maybe it's Daraisa. Once we know, ask Tosas, once we know that a guy can be Makdish a Karban, so why wouldn't there be an Isser Hana? Kiva the Marbina Mi Ish Ishinodrin Ovde Gochavim Ki Yisrael. Right, we know that a goy could be Makdish a Karban on a Da'oraisa level. So maybe there's an Isser Hana Da'oraisa separate from the Isser of Me'ila. Tikahai Gavna, because that's what we say. Amar, we say Me'ila Dav Zayin. Bishalma Yisrael, Dalonenin Da'oraisa, Diava Gav Da'in Bah Me'ila. Right, there is no, there can be this middle status. There can be an Isser Da'oraisa on a Karban, even though there isn't an Isser of Me'ila. There are many Isser Hana in the world that are not related to Me'ila, right? The Isra Hana of Abasa Bechalav and Isra Hana of Arla, other Isra Hana. So this happens to be a Karban, but maybe there could be an Isra Hana even though there is no Me'ila. So the answer is Tosfos, no. The Yesh Sarech Lomar, because of the context. Kivan Deim Behan Kedusha, Le'in Yipikon Notzer V'Tameh, if we already know it's limited in so many other halachas, Pikon Notzer V'Tameh, Ein Bo Kedusha Nami Le'inyin Hana Daraisa. So if we already are tipped off, the Gemara is going to say soon, and we mentioned it already, it's already excluded from Pikul Nosar and Tameh, so we assume there's something inferior about the Kedusha, and therefore there's not going to be an Isser D'Araisa at all, no Isser Hana. The Sfas Emes has a different answer, a couple of Sfas Emes points on today's daf. First one, the Sfas Emes knows, maybe the Nir El Yashev, Tosis's question, he says, even though sometimes you could have an Isser D'Araisa, eat me, come makom, kat she'akom. What's the source that we're about to quote? The source is chet chet mitruma. The comparison is to truma. Just like a guy is excluded from truma, he's excluded from kachim. There he's totally excluded. So just like by truma, he is totally excluded on a daraisa level. So to here, that's the svara says as vasemes why the Gemara automatically assumes that once there's no meila, there is no issa daraisa at all because we're about to quote the makar, the Xerus Shava. Good. So my time, and back to the Gemara. So my time, dichsiv kisimo mal v'chata bishgaga. The pasuk says by meila. Again, as we've noted, it doesn't say anywhere, Beferish, don't be Mo'el. It doesn't say that anywhere. We learn it out from the Karban Me'ila that there's an Isser of Me'ila. But there's a discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly is this Makar for the Isser of Me'ila. So, Nevesh Kisim Omal V'chat Abishgaga. V'yal Finan Chet Chet Mitruma. And we have Xerus Shava from Truma U'bitruma Ksiv B'nei Yisrov L'Ovel V'Gachavim. Xerus Shava from Truma. And just like by Truma, a guy is excluded. So to a guy is excluded from our case of Me'ila. Same thing. It says by Tuma, Daber al Aron v'banav, v'yinazu mikachi b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yichalu Hashem kachi, v'gomer, that's by Tuma, v'yolav nosar, chilo chilo mituma, and these are always compared, these three. Nosar, we compare to Tuma, Dichziv Gabi Tuma, Bnei Yisrael Velo Yechalalu, Vigomer, Dichziv Gabi Noser Veochlav Avono Yisa Kies Kodesh Hashem Chilel, so Velo Yechalalu and Chilel, say Makar, Vyalav Pigol Avon avon minosar, tichziv gabi pigol vanefesha ocheles menu avona tisa, vachziv abinosar, vachlav avono yisak, yeskoda shem chilel. So by all those, filonos vetame are all interlocked, those three are always connected, vikulu b'nei Yisrael, lo v'kochavim. And by all of them we will say only b'nei Yisrael and not of v'kochavim, because they're all compared to truma. Ultimately, right? Ultimately, Me'ila is compared to Truma, and the others are also, Pikonos Vatame, are also compared to Truma and Tuma, Vechul. This Fasemis also wonders and says, what we have a separate makar here to exclude a goy from Pikonos Vatame. As the Fasemis, actually, we'll get to that Sfasemis in a couple minutes. Let's just wait 1 moment. Veinos and Tzmura. But the Gemara continues after saying that it's excluded from Pikonos of Atame, so it's also not the carbon of a goy cannot create Tzmura, as we said. Dichsiv lo yachlifenu, or he can create Tzmura. Lo yachlifenu velo yamir. Fiksiv bereish inyan, dabero b'nei Yisrael. So going back there in Bichu Kosai, we have the earlier pasuk that starts off with Daber B'nei Yisrael, and that is going on not only on Arachin, according to this day, but it's going on everything afterwards, including Temura. It is a little unusual. We know every Masechta in Shas has its own language, its own character. So here, Temura and some of the Masechtas in Kachim, really, Temura and Krisus, as we will see. So it's somewhat unusual for the Gemara to quote, V'kasev B'reish Inyan. Right, it's quoted at the beginning of the Inyan. That's not such a common lashon. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, Shita is a little different. Bereish Inyan Ditzmura. Right, even a little adding another word. The Gemara doesn't usually talk like that. Okay, but the Gemara here has this formulation. Or Lishnachrina, another formulation of how do you know Ein Os and Tzmura. Beinos and Tzmura, my time at the Is Kishya Tzmuras Behema Lomaiser Behema. Because we compare Tzmuras Behema to Maiser Behema. Right, and Maiser Behema is also in the same context. Maiser Behema, Maiser Dagon. And Maiser Behema is also compared to Maiser Dagon, by Maiser Dagon Ksiv, and by Maiser Dagon it says, Ki es Maaser b'nei Yisrael, Shirim l'Hashem b'nei Yisrael, v'lo of the Kochavim. Special limud, that they're not included. V'ein maybe Nesachim, and they don't bring Nesachim as we saw earlier. Av al karbano, to Nesachim, de Rabbi Shimon. Fine, that's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. So here's this Fasemis. Fasemis wonders, on this, we have a separate makar to exclude goyim from Maiser Dagon, then Maiser Behema, and then Tzmura as compared to Maiser Behema. Ask the Sfas Emes. L'chara kashali, hakeshala Maiser Dagon, mikra de b'nei Yisrael, de mehechi tesi l'chai of Maiser Behema, v'dagon ba'akum. Why would I have thought that a goy is chayav in these mitzvahs? You need a makar to tell me that a goy is excluded from Maiser Dagon and Maiser Behema, and then Tzmura, again, Tzmura is the Avera. But why would I have thought the Goy is included? To call a mitzvah, slow nemerak, lebnei Yisrael. Mitzvahs were only given. You don't have a makar that a Goy is excluded from tefillin, from tzitzis, from other mitzvahs, from keep another aim. You don't have a makar. Mitzvahs are given to Jews. Sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach. Those seven categories are for bnei Noach. But why would you need a makar to exclude Goyim from these mitzvahs, from Maiser Dagon and Maiser Behema? Lo nemru rak lebnei Yisrael rak makavanas nedava rabbi nukra me ish ish umaiser behema lesa benedava, and you can't have it. So what do you need a makar for? The efsher lomar debelav kra, right? Says the Sfasemis, maybe without the pasuk I would have said the opposite. Kiva de tzmura noeg ba'akum kumo kala karbanos memela iskish maiser nami letzmura. Once you know that a goy can bring a karban, then maybe a goy could included in Tzmura, right? And that's why? Because Tzmura is like carbon. That's a part of the detail of a carbon. V'ner bi'akam b'kulu. So go the opposite direction. It's included in carbon, Tzmura, and then Maiser Behema to Tzmura, and then Maiser Dagon to Maiser Behema. I would have said the opposite line. So that's why you need the pasuk to start it from the opposite side. There is no Maiser Dagon, so there is no Maiser Behema, so then you would exclude Tzmura as well. Miu b'tosus, he quotes tosus at the beginning of the Second American Kedushin, mashma dekra b'maiser dagon m'maid reb shimin akum afilu b'tua shevi yishlish b'yad Yisrael. Maybe that's the chiddush. Even if it grew while it was owned by a Jew, avo ba'akum mamash ein sarak kra klal. But it could be that you don't need a pasuk for a maiser dagon of an akum at all. L'fizeh asi shaper tfei sugi dahach aliva d'rabanan. So maybe our Gemara is going to call d'rabanan, not Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon would say, you don't need a pasuk. for Akum Mamish. Becholu, and Tosfos continues. Okay. Good. So we know the Shavu Mitzvahs by Noach, they themselves have Makoris in the Torah. Right? The Sasema says you don't need a Makor to exclude Goyim from the others, like we saw on the last Daf. Right? We quoted from the Gilyon HaShas and Tosfos in Avodah Zarah on Daf Hey, that Goyim are not included in the Baal Ta'acher. Right? So why would you need, why would you have that possibility, Tosfos and Avodah Zarah? And generally, Goyim are not included. Are Goyim allowed to do mitzvos? That we discussed. Goyim are allowed to do mitzvos except for two. The Gemara says that the Goyim cannot learn Torah, and the Goyim are not allowed to keep Shabbos. Those are the only two. Interestingly, as we've noted, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim puts those two in the same halacha. The same halacha. Why? Because the Rambam says these two mitzvos, and what is unique about these two? So the Rambam writes, these two mitzvos are defining in terms of the religion. A Goy, Ben Noach, has one of two choices. Either he could have the religion of a Ben Noach, or he could have the religion of a Yehudi. But he can't have something in the middle. Something different. So that's the Rambam's Chiddush, that Shabbos and Torah, those two are defining to a person that if a person starts doing them, that would already be a different religion. A Ben Noach who learns Torah, Ben Noach keeps Shabbos, he's a different type of Ben Noach. Different type of Das, right? You can't be Mechadish Das, the language of the Rambam, and that's why those two are excluded. But all the mitzvahs can. The Radvaz there in Malachim says, maybe not tefillin that are Mosif Kedusha, adding on tefillin and mezuzah, maybe a few others are added on to. It's not a good idea. It's not an isser. It doesn't say it in the Gemara, but that's the Radvaz, is Hosafa, then maybe certain mitzvahs that are Mosif Kedusha with Shem Hashem, so maybe those are also should be discouraged. Good. So that is a little bit of my Ma'aser Dagon and Ma'aser Behema. And now we continue. Says the Gemara, quoting the next line of the Brisa, Ve'ein mevi nesachim aval karbanot, toi nesachim de Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that a goy does not bring nesachim, but his karban requires nesachim. Minani mili de tana rabbanon, ezrach. Ezrach mevi nesachim. The Pasuk and Parshas Shlach, that where Nesachim are mentioned, remember after the Meraglim, Hashem wanted to give a little Nechama to the Meraglim, and therefore he mentioned the Sugya, the topics of Nesachim and Challah. Those two are mentioned. We've quoted in the past the thought of Rav Zevin, why Dafka those two? It talks about Nesachim are pouring, and Challah is lifting up, being Mafresh Challah, the symbol of bringing down Kedusha into the world, and bringing up ourselves to the Shamayim, to the Kedusha, and the Nesachim symbolizes going down, because Nisuch are poured down, while Chala Tarimu Truma, lifting up, the two ways that Kedusha can be achieved is either by bringing ourselves up or bringing the Kedusha down. But either way, that's Nesachim. So Ezrach may be Nesachim, and you know, the Gacham might be Nesachim, so a guy cannot bring Nesachim. Yachal lo tehei olas of te'una Nesachim. You might think his animal doesn't need Nesachim, tamalomar kacha. No, Nesachim have to be kacha, it's li'kufa, and therefore it needs Nesachim. The Mishnah Shkalam says, so, okay, so who pays for it? If a guy doesn't bring Nesachim, who pays for it? So it comes from the Kasli Tzibor. Comes from Tzibor. The Mishnah says in Shkalim, in the seventh parak, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Bezdin. Vize Echon Mehen. Nachri Sheshalach Olaso Mimedina Sayam. Vishalach Ima Nesachin. If he said Nesachim, Rabbi Shimon holds Kraven Mishalo. Vim Lav Kraven Mishal Tzibor. And if not, the Tzibor has to give the Nesachim on their behalf. So does this mean literally he says the Nesachim? Rashi here has two days. Two days here. What if maybe it means the Demay of Nesachim? Could a guy send the Dumim? Maybe he can't send the Nesachim themselves. Maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoim. That Mishnah sounds like he can. But that's what if you look in Rashi here, Rashi says, has two days here relating to the Nesachim of a guy. V'lishach read the Kazim Besvarim, V'lok Asidi quotes two Gersos. Ha Ezrach, Kagon Yisrael, maybe Nesachim Afil Bifne Atzman. V'inot de Kochave, maybe Nesachim Bifne Atzman. Yochol Lote Olaso Tuna Nesachim, Na'olamar Kachla Vikuva Devadai, Karbonoton Nesachim Afil Mishalo, De Bekadlam Ine, Demei Nesachim. So, there is a discussion whether the guy could bring, send the Dumim, and how do you work out that Mishnah in Shkala. Good. Amar Reb Yossi. And it relates to the Havamina that we had on yesterday's daf, where Tosfos explained on the bottom of a Beis Amon Aleph, Karbanovlo v'kochavim, right? What do you need the limud for to exclude? We already know that his Karban, he cannot do smicha. So we mentioned there already that maybe his carbon requires smicha, but he just can't do it. So the same thing here, the same type of chiluk. By nesachim, his carbon here, it's paschal maskana, that it needs nesachim, even though he is not mechuyev. Rabbi Yossi, v'adun the Gemara, ro'an ibukol lahachmir. Rabbi Yossi says, I think in all these halachas of kachi akum, l'chumra. My time up, meaning I think it has the status of a kachi Yisrael. Lashem ksiv behu. Right, it says Lashem, and therefore that could include all of these halachas. Next line of the Braisa. Only by Kachim Mizbeach do we say that a goy's karban is not subject to Me'ila. But by Bedek Habayis, it is subject to Me'ila. My taima, t'chi gamrinan Me'ila chet chet mitruma dumi de truma. Because you only have the Gzer Shava as compared to truma. Truma has Kedushas Aguf. So by Kedushas Aguf, it is excluded. The Kaddish Kedushas Aguf, aval b'Kedushas Bedek Habayis, the Kedushas Damim, lo. But by Kachim Bedek Habayis, that's different. That's not included in the Gzer Shava liftar, and therefore it would be subject to Me'ila. The Sfas Emes wonders about the circular nature. So what's going to happen? A goy is going to be makdish damim, kdushas something to the kdushas damim. Let's say money. So that's going to be subject to me'ila. And then you're going to buy a carbon with it. So now this is kdushas aguf. Then it's going to lose this kdusha. It's not going to be subject to me'ila. Right? It's circular. Right? Because how is it paka? How is it paka? Again, says the Sfas Emes. Again, a number of Sfas Emes is here on today's daf. The akum is makdish money. The beguf hadamim yesh meila. V'im nikne mimenu hakarbon nafik mide meila. V'zeh rachok ksas. Says the Sfas Emes, that's pretty far fetched. You have money, and then right when you buy a carbon, then meila is lost. It's not subject to Me'ila anymore. The Yesh Lomar, the Adayin Kedusha Rishona, Gamkin Allah. Maybe you say no. The Kedusha, maybe the Chiluk is, if you're Makdish something directly, Kedushas Mizbeach, so that doesn't have Me'ila. It never was, and it never is. But maybe, if it has Kedushas Bedek Habayis, then you buy a carbon, maybe you wouldn't say that. Maybe it keeps it. Maybe that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Adayin Kedusha Rishona, Gamkin Allah, the Isbe Me'ila. The Neima Kain, Ika Sula Ayain, Iyeh Bebehemazu Din Moal Achamoel. What about the other halachas of Me'ila? We know if somebody gets benefit from a Kedushas Haguf item of the Beis HaMikdash, we say Yesh Moel Acher Moel. Even though usually after Me'ila, the item loses its Kedusha and becomes Chulin, there are exceptions to the rule. Klishares, a Behema, Tekiva, the Mitzah Kedushas Haguf Ba'akum, Les Be Me'ila, Rach Mitzah Kedushas Bedek Habayis. But in this case, where it started off with Kedushas Bedek Habayis, then it becomes Kedushas Haguf, and therefore it only is subject to Me'ila because of the Kedushas Bedek Habayis, Shebo, that started it. So would you say here that there's Me'ila Acha Me'ila? Imkein Ha'ein Mo'al Acha Mo'al Bebedek Habayis V'yosim Estavar D'Las Be'Kla Me'ila. Right? And maybe there shouldn't be Me'ila V'Nedameo Be'emes L'Ha De'ein Mo'al Acha Mo'al Bebedek Habayis. Okay, maybe there wouldn't be Me'ila, he assumes, in this case, even though it changed to Kedushas Aguf, but you wouldn't be able to do it more than once because it only has that because of the Bedek Habayis status. Fascinating questions, like a Minchas Chinuch type of question there in today's Sfas Emes. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Nusugya. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol lo saseh sheba Torah. Every lo saseh. Again, question about the little words of the Gersos here, but we'll go with our Gersa. Kol lo saseh sheba Torah. Asaba maisa chayev lo asaba maisa pater. You're only chayev malchus for a lav sheyesh bo maisa. If you don't have a maisa, then you are going to be pater. What's the makar for this? What's the makar for this? Alav Shema Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. So Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud quotes the Gemara in Makos. The Yad Ramah says it's not the Maskana there. But Rashi quotes, interesting why Rashi quotes this, Ein Lokan Alav Mi Im Lo Tishmar La Asos, V'gomer, V'ifla Hashem Es Bakoscha, right, quotes the Gemara in Makos, Daf Yud Gimel, where it says, Im Lo Tishmar La Asos. If you look in the Yad Ramah, the other Ma there in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud says, why is Rashi quoting that? That's not the Maskan of the Gemara there. The Maskan of the Gemara is, more famously, what is it known as? Dumya, the Lav de Chasima. Right, the Lav of Chasima, the Lav of muzzling, is written right next to, in Parshas Kiseitse, the Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, the Makar for Malkus, and therefore we say, Malkus is only by a Lav that's similar to the Lav of muzzling. A Lav of muzzling is a Lav Sheish Pamaisa. A Lav of muzzling is not a Lav Anita Glase. A Lav of muzzling is not Lav Shanitan La Sarz Mises Bezdin. Right, a lava muzzling are all of these unique halachas of most lavim, and therefore that's the makar here, that it has to be a lav sheyish b'maisa dumya de lav de chasima. So the Gemara says, is this really true? You only get malchus for a lav sheyish b'maisa. Many questions. V'klalahu de lav sheyish b'maisa pater. You're pater for a lav sheyish b'maisa. V'harei meimir. What about our case? What about tmura? The first mishnah, our mishnah says you get malchus for tmura. Are you doing a maisa? Lav she'ema maisa huvalaki. You get malchus. Ditznan, our mishnah says. Lo shu rashoi lo hamir l'shem heimir mumar v'sofekis arbam. Our mishnah says you get malchus. This is a lav she'ema maisa. So the Gemara first answers and says, okay, omalecha rav, hamani Rabbi Yehudahi, thamar lav she'ema maisa lo kana lav. Maybe our shita, our mishnah is reflecting Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that you do get malchus for a lav she'ema maisa. Says the Gemara, really? Umimatz is mukmis lamasisa k'Rabbi Yehuda. Can we really learn our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Shita v'ho kimta l'reisha delok Rabbi Yehuda. We already said on yesterday's daf that the hakol includes yoresh and therefore is against Rabbi Yehuda. Diktoni hakol me'mirin hakol asuye ma'il asuye yoresh u'delok Rabbi Yehuda. So our Mishnah, who is it like? Rabbi Yehuda or not? Answer, haitana savala kalasi b'chada. Holds like, our, maybe the author of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one aspect, the lav she'ein b'maisa lokin alav, upalagalei b'chada, t'ilu Rabbi Yehuda savar yorish eno somech yorish eno meimir, v'tana didan savar yorish somech yorish meimir. Maybe our Tana is not like Rabbi Yehuda exactly, but he holds like him, partly holds like him by lav she'ein b'maisa, does not hold like him by yorish meimir and yorish somech. First possibility, first version of the Gemara. Tosas here, the Shidu Kabetzas here, wonder, the Gemara could have asked other Averos, not just Tamura. Obviously, the context of our Gemara is Tamura. But Tosas says, V'yim Tomar, Amaylo Parech Hachanami Bimoti Shemra, Ve'edim Zomamin, the Lav Shema Maisa Velaki. Right, those are also Lav Shema Maisa, it's just words, and you still got Malkus. Answers Tosvos, V'yesh Lomar, De Loboy Lamifrach Mehani, if the Torah says mefurish that you get malchus, the Gemara's not going to ask about that. Because those are obviously then exceptions to the rule. Right? The Gemara's only asking from a lo sase, which is not mefurish malchus in the Torah, but we learn it, so we're asking, maybe it shouldn't be. But if the Torah says you get malchus by Moshe Shema, but Yisru also, and Eden Zomin is Kilu, it says mefurish, so that's why it doesn't ask it from those two. The Brisker Rav here, he says it as a different answer, but maybe that's what Tosfos is trying to say. The Brisker Rav says, maybe there's a lumdus. Maybe there's a difference between the Malkus of Moti Shemra and Edom Zomamin and other Malkus. What's the context of the Gemara? Do you get Malkus for the generic Azhara that was done? Every time the Torah says lo, so you're going to get Malkus for that. And that's where, maybe, if it's not a Maisa, maybe, if it's not a Maisa, you're not going to get Malkus. Suggest the Brisker Rav, maybe when it comes to these two, the Malkus is inherent to the Avera. It's not just a generic Malkus for a lo sase. It's part of the special din of Moti Shemra and Edom Zomin that you're going to get Malkus. Maybe that's what Tosfos means by saying it's Mefurish, it's Ksibuhu Malkus Patora. Again, the great Brisker Rav, I don't think, says it in this way, but says the Brisker Rav, Venera Diesh, oh, that's the Grizz right here in the Tumura Daf Gimel. Venera O Diesh La Yain. Hadalaki, Im Hadalaki, Moti Shemra, Nischadesh Din Malkus Al Hotsa'as Shemra. Ella dahad ain onchin elam kein masirin the alzamrina and dasar zba de shemer whom he lo telech rachil ubeemes came istaver im amrina de ain po lav miyuchad ki im alav de lo telech rachil da alma the general lav of lashon hara you're not going to get malchus for that but Moti Shemra's malchus is why mishum de nischadesh dal hotzas shemra loke it's part of the din of Moti Shemra not based on the ashara of Lo Selech Rachil, and that answers Tosfos' Kasha. Tahasam, over there, normally, Ein Malkus Alaviris Halav, El Dechidish Din Hu Delokim Shemotza Shemra. And then he says the same thing, V'chein Din Edom Zomin, Gamkin, Ein Malkus Al Ha'averos Halav Delo Sa'ane, Delo Gam Al Achasha Isa Halav. When we come Malkum Ein Aloke, you only get Malkus Razama and Achasha. And Achasha, you're also subject to the same Lav. V'yal Karchach is a special Din Bahazama, and therefore, it is different. It's not the general din of Malkus for a lo sase. Important Brisker Rav. Good. So that is part one. Then we continue part two. Amar of Edi Bar Avin, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Shem Rav Yossi Galili, or right, the other Gersos, the different names. Kol lo sase shebatorah, asa b'maisa, lo kol lo sase b'maisa pater. Same thing, but here the Gemara quotes three exceptions. Chutz, minishba, umeimir, umakal chaver b'shem. You always get malchus, you always in a maisa, except for these three, which the Gemara seems to say. Avlish losa maisa chayev. These three, even though they're lafshayim b'maisa, nishba, meimir, that's the one for us, umakal chaver b'shem, those three are not going to get, are going to get malchus, even though no maisa. Mishub Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Amru, one more, af hamaktim truma lebikurim. Also, being mafrish the matanos kuhuna out of order. Maktim truma lebikurim is also an avera. Right? That's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The Sefer Losas say, the Sefer Achinuch discusses this in mitzvah ayin beis. Shalo lahaktim chukei hatvuos. Sefer Losas say, interesting that it's in here, right? You wouldn't think that, right? Nishba meimer makala chaver b'shem, those are pretty serious. But here, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina adds on one more. Shalo naktim, says the Chinuch, shalo naktim chukei hatvuos ksasam al tsasam. Elosh notiyim b'seder. We have to do it in the proper order. You can't just get things done in mitzvos. A lot of them have to do with a specific order. Ubir inyan, shachita kishet tudashu tenakehu tevel. Upirs tevel tvuash lo husrima. And the chiyav is, lo tsemi mena tchila, truma gedola, umina torah, afilu chita achas padera sakri, chamam shalachel mechamishim, and then whatever's left, you get maaser rishon, and then maaser sheni goes through. And then Trumas Meiser is given from that. V'alzeh aseder anu chayavim shenafrish b'netuah chalakim eila. You have to give these chalakim malayascha v'demacha lo sa'acher. You have to do it in order. And then he quotes earlier, obviously, the bikurim has to be even before Truma. Mishar she'a mitzvah explains the chinuch ki behe'asos hadvarim al sidron lo yavo behem irbu v'hatos. You're not going to get confused, mixed up, and wonder about percentages. Uksheino nasim ken yehe hatos nimsa bohem tamid. Trumas and maisras are davar gadol bikiyum hadas. And therefore Hashem says you have to be in order and know exactly what you're doing and what you're giving, and it applies to Zacharim and Akevas and Eretz Yisrael, obviously, and the if you violate this, so then the Chinuch says that the Chinuch paskens that you don't get malchus. Even the Beis Rabbi Chanina holds that you do get malchus. Good. Rabbeinu Gerushim says it must be here that you were mafresh b'machshava, because if you actually took off, then that would be a maisa. Must be that you were mafresh b'machshava. And ma'ir nasan ena b'tzadzeh. Did you say anything? Did you just think it? Right. Question. Good. There is a machlokes, and we've quoted this in the past, whenever Lav Sheim B'maisa comes up, Lav Sheish B'maisa, machlokes, Rambam, Magen Mishnah, Raivin. The Chinuch writes in many places, in Mitzvah Tzadi Dalet, in Mitzvah Shin Mem Hei, Shin Mem Vav, Reish Mem Aleph, Shin Mem Dalet, that if it's possible to do an Avera without a Maisa, that even if you do a Maisa, that's going to be called a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. The Chinuch says this by the mitzvah of Nekama. That's what we often quote this from. The mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, you're not going to get Malchus for Nekama, even if you did a Maisa, because it's possible to do it without a Maisa. Avo bisha asa bo shu Maisa, eino lokal lav mipnei kein, mipnei bichivan she'efshar lav or alala b'li Maisa, v'tizkar davar zeba kulan, ki davar barer hu, ein sarach l'shanos b'mokam acher. I don't have to explain this. He does. Right, he does explain it in many places. Chinuch, but that's Reish Mem Gimel. If you want to look up it later, this time we'll quote also from Shin Mem Dalid, Shin Mem Hei, right back in the end of Bichu Kosai, the Isser of working in Eved Ivri, the work in Eved Ivri in Avodas Bizayon, right? So that's an Isser Daraisa. Shlonavod Eved Ivri, Ba'avodas Sheish Bizayon Gadol, Vahachna'a. Shederach Lavod came to Eved Kanani. And after doing that, he says, even though you did an action with an avoda bezuya, still, you're not going to get malchus because it's possible to do this without an avera. Or not to sell an Eved Ivri al Eved Hamekach. Same thing, right? You're not going to get malchus for it because it's efshar to do it without an avera, without a maisa. Again, many different cases. So that's the Chinuch Shita. There's a little steer in the Chinuch. The Chinuch does say, and the mitzvah by Rabbi Yimatze, right? Back in mitzvah Tess and Yud Aleph, that you get Malchus if you did a Maisa. So that's a big steer that the Achron and the Shar HaMelech and others point out. When I thought the Chinuch says, if you can do it without a Maisa, you never get Malchus. Maybe Baal Yerubba Yimata has to be something different. Has to be something different. Because he says most of the time, he says otherwise, that it's not going to get Malchus. The Magen Mishnah in the Das HaRambam holds the opposite Shita. The Rambam discusses in Schirus, the Rambam in Hilchas Schirus, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Beis, the Isser of muzzling, as we were just talking about. that one is not allowed to muzzle their animal, and if somebody muzzles their animal, they're going to get malchus. And then the Rambam adds, what happens if you do chasima with your voice, right? If you do chasima with your voice, right? You yell at the animal so it doesn't eat. Even chasima v'kol, you are going to get malchus. If the animal is about to eat, then I go, hey, wait, right? And I don't let the animal eat, so then it's going to get malchus. The Magen Mishnah says there, why is that? Why are you going to get malchus? Even isn't it a dlav she'ein bo maisa? So the Chinuch says, Aval dibur she'ein balacha maisa lo umeimer domi hu lachasima v'lav she'ish bo maisa sharei de dibur nitfeses habeima v'kdusha v'chulu v'rabeinu kasav. He quotes here, the efshar hayali lomar, shekol lav, she'i efshar bo maisa, ela dibur, she'ena dibur kari maisa. If it's impossible to do the aveira with a maisa, so then it is going to be right, so again, lo halav she'i efshar bo maisa, ela dibur, that's a lav she'en bo maisa, if you have to do it through dibur. Aval chasima, kivan she'yeshna bo maisa gamor, afa chasima b'kol, hi kemaisa. Right, and then it's considered a maisa because you could have done it with a maisa. The Alvi Sheva Gemara Khan Rai Ladvar Rabbi Yochanan and Meimer continues. You have to be miyashiv it besugi sagamara. But that's the opposite, right? If it's possible to do it with a maisa, then it's lav sheish b'maisa. Even if you didn't do it with a maisa, and then you have some other rishonim in Maseches Bamitzia that it depends how you did it. If you did a maisa, it's, you get malchus. If not, not. Okay, big topic. We'll have to leave it for now. So now let's talk about these three exceptions. Rabbi Yochanan says that. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, these three exceptions, Nishba, Meimer, Makal, Chaver, B'Shem, even though there's no Maisa, you're going to get Malchus. Good. Nishba, Minolon, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Meir, Amar, Kro, Kilo, Yinakeh, Hashem, Esa, Sheisa, Shmo, Lashov. Pasuk in the Aseret Sedibros, by Lo Sisa. Hashem will not cleanse you, that who bears his name in vain. Bezdin, Shalmala. Ein menakinoso, bezin shalmalo will not cleanse him. Avol bezin shalmata malkinoso umenakinoso. But the drush is that Hashem won't cleanse him, but bezin shalmata will give him malchus, and he will be cleansed through that punishment. As we know, onshim are also kapara. Amalei Rabbah Abaya ve'emalotevei lenikias klal. How do you know that's what it means? Maybe it means that you're not going to have any lo yinakeh, even bezin shalmata. So amalei imkin lift up kro lo yinakeh. So just say he can't be cleansed. V'lishtok Hashem lamali. Why do you say lo yinakeh Hashem? Bezin shalmala hu dein manakinoso ava mezin shalmata malki manakinoso. So we darshan, because it says he can't be cleansed with Hashem, that means bezin shalmala. Bezin shalmata will give him malchus and then cleanse him. That's for shvua, that's for nishba, so you can get malchus there. The Rambam has an unusual shita, but again, the Ravid argues and others. The Rambam says, when he quotes this halacha, very much should be made famous. More Rambam. It's Rambam Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph Avilcha Shvuos. The Rambam says, Afalpi Sheloke Hanishpa Lashov O Lasheker. We'll get to that soon. Even though somebody who swears Lashov O Lasheker, the difference is Lashov meaningless. You swear a table is a table. You swear a table is a chair. O Lasheker, or you lie. Or I will eat something. I didn't eat something. Even though you get malchus for that. Maybe carbon. Even though there is a punishment, malchus or carbon. Ein miskaper bohen avon ashvua kulo. There's not a full kapara for an avon shvua. Shenemar lo yinakeh Hashem. Ein lazeh nikayon midin shamayim. Acha yifra mimenu al Hashem agadol shechilel. Shenemar vechilal te Hashem alokech ani Hashem. Lefichach, tzarech adam lihizaher me'avon zeh yeser mikol ha'averis. That's the Rambam. Wow. Got to be very careful because you can't really get kapara. Ask the Ravid. Our Gemara says you can't get kapara. Our Gemara says that you can have nikiyus bezer shalmata. Amar Avram, Baray Amru. Right, I quote the word in Shvuas. Also, bezer shalmata malkinoso, and you get nikiyus. Says the Kesavisha, says the Radvaz, they both do the same thing. For the Shvua Avera per se, you could get Kapara and Nikayon. But for the Chil Hashem aspect of saying Shem Hashem Lashav, so that is not. Says the, I'll read it from the Radvaz. Umash ani sover bedas Rabbeinu, ki yesh b'shvua shav o sheker onesh shvua va onesh chilul Hashem. Ume onesh hashvua bezdin shalmata menakinoso, aval onesh chilul Hashem ein bezdin yecholon lenakoso, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra. V'zeh mevuar bilshono, that's what is clear from his lashon. So that's a pretty scary avera of shvua of lo yinakeh of lo sisa. Yeah, let's continue and then maybe we'll get back to that in the Aseres HaDibros. Ashkechan shvua shav, I understand you have this makar by shvua shav. Which we discussed, Rambam beginning of Hilchos Shavuot discusses what exactly is Shvua Shav, what exactly is Shvua Sheker. Again, we discussed that at length back in Shvuos, but the Rambam says there are four types of Shvuos. Shvuas Bitui, Shvua Shav, Shvuas HaPikaton, and Shvuas HaEdus. Right, Shvuas HaEdus is the fourth paragraph of Shvuos, that you swear that you don't know no testimony, Shvuas HaPikaton, you swear about somebody's money, Shvuas Shav, and Shvuas Bitui. What's Bitui? Bitui is... the Rambam says, they're all split up into four. Shvuas Bitui is two things, I will eat, I won't eat, I did eat, I didn't eat, right? That's Shvuas Bitui. Efshar La'asosan V'chulu, and then Shvuas Shav, the Rambam has four categories of Shvuas Shav, right? Nishpa al davar hayadua she'eino kein. I swear a table is a chair is a table, a man is a woman is a man. Number two, I swear on a davar yadua that it is true. I swear that the rock is a rock. They're both Shvuas Shav. Number three, I swear Levat Lasa Mitzvah. And number four, I swear on something that it is impossible to do. I swear I won't sleep for a week. I swear I won't eat for a week. B'chulu, those are the Shvuas Shavs. So, Ashka Shvuas Shav, Shvuas Sheker Min Allah, how do I know Shvuas Sheker? Also has these halachos. Ready to get Malkus? Even though it's Lashem Amaisa, Rabbi Yochanan, Dite Amar, Lashav, Lashav, Shnei Pa'amim, Imenu Inyin L'Shvuas Shav, to the Inyin L'Shvuas, Sheker, Diloke. So, we included in the word, extra word, Lashav. Maskal, Rabbi Avo, Shvuas Sheker, Hechi Dami, what's the case of Shvuas Sheker that we're talking about? Inema, again, Shvuas Sheker, according to the Rambam, is an example of Shvuas Bitui. Inema, Da Amar, Shalom, Ochel, V'Achal. Or, the case where somebody says, I swear I won't eat, and he eats. So then, that's not an exception to the rule of Lav She'en Ba Maisa, Hasam Hu Maisa Avad. Somebody swears he won't eat and he eats, isn't that a Lav She'en Ba Maisa? Ela Da'amar, the opposite. It must be She'ochel V'lo Achal. So it must be the case, where's the case that the Chiddush is eating a Malkus where he says, I swear I will eat and he didn't eat? So Ahu Milaki, are you going to get Malkus for that? But didn't we learn? If somebody swears they're going to eat something, they're going to eat this cookie and they don't. So, you don't get Malkus for that. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Lakish, Amri Ein Aloke. Why? One of two reasons. Rabbi Yochanan, Amri Ein Aloke. V'lav She'en B'Maisa, Hu. V'chol Lav She'en B'Maisa, Ein Lok. And I love? Good. Because when you violate, you're not doing a Maisa. V'yish Lakish, Amri Ein Aloke, Mishum, Dehavi Le'hasra Safik. V'chol Hasra Safik, Ein Lok, and I love. Hasra Safik. What's Hasra Safik? Where you give the Hasra, and even after you give the Hasra, there are reasons that he might be putter. Right? You're not sure who somebody's father is, and he hits his father. Don't hit your father. But you don't know who the father is. Here, you don't know if he's, you swear, you better eat it. But he still has time, he still has time, he still has time, and then he might forget at the end. So, Hasra Safik, either way, you're not going to get Malkus. Said, this can't be the case of Shvuas Sheker that you're going to get Malkus for. So again, if you swear I won't eat it, then you do eat it. That's a law of She'yesh B'Maisa. If you say I will eat it and I don't eat it, so then you're not going to get Malkus for that. So what's the case? So Ela Amar Rabbi Avo Tehei Ba'achalti V'lo Achalti. So it must be the other way, the past, right? The four cases. I will, I won't. Those don't work. So it has to be I did or I didn't. So the second that a person swears about the past, so that's the case. That's going to be a lav she'en ba maisa that you can have malchus for. So the Gemara says, "Amayishna dekamar be achalti v'lo achalti meyochav v'lo achal." What's the difference between the past and the future? Why would one get malchus and one not get malchus? Right? If the one in the future is a lav she'en ba maisa, you're not going to get malchus for. So why in the past should you get malchus for? Amar Rava befer shibsa Torah sheker dom elashav. Because it's a special din. That's the inclusion of the Torah. But you only compare the sheker as the one similar to lashav. Ma'ashav l'sha'avar, av'sheker l'sha'avar. Just like the Shvua Shav, it's about the past. The table's already a table. The person's already a person. And I swear about it. So too the sheker that's going to get Malkus is the one that is similar to la'shav. Good. Eser b'yirmiyah l'rabi avahu. But let me ask you. So again, we had these are the exceptions to the rule. Shvuas Shav, and on the bottom we have the other exceptions to the rule. Shvuas Shav and Meimir and Nishba Meimir and Mekala Chaveir B'Shem. We'll get back to that in the other ones soon. But first, Eisvei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Avo Shvuas Shelo Ochal Kikar Zu. Shvuas Shelo Ochlena. Shvuas I won't eat it. I won't eat it. Shvuas Shelo Ochlena. If I say that three times, I swear I won't eat it if I say it three times. I'm only chayiv one, because once I swore the first time I won't eat it, I'm already mushba v'yomei. She can't make it more usser. She's only gonna be chayiv one. V'zuish was bitui shechayav and alzona makas v'shigasa karban ola v'yorid. That's the shvua that you're going to be chayiv for, chayiv makas for, and the karban, and the shogig ola v'yorid, as we know. So that's one of the few ola v'yorids. So zui l'mutimai, what is that excluding? This is when you're chayiv malchus. Lav l'muti achadiv alo achadiv alo laki. Is that excluding our case? This is the case that you're chayiv malchus for. If he says, I swear I won't eat something and I eat it, but you're not going to get malchus for the past. So Gemara says, lo, zui. The zui is not excluding the malchus side of it. It's excluding the carbon side of it. Zui dal shigagasa maisi carbon. Aval achadiv alo achadiv alo maisi carbon. Umani Rabbi Shmuel, it is referred to Rabbi Shmuel that you're not going to bring a carbon on the past. There you're for sure going to get malchus, like Rabbi Shmuel Shita that we know from Masecha Shavuos. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Dema Seifa, what about the Seifa of that Brisa? Says the Brisa, Zui Shavua Shav, Shechayev and Alzona Makos, Hashigasa Pater. This is the Shavua Shav, right? The Gemara Rashi quotes the first part of what is being referred to there, that this is the Shavua Shav that you are going to be, Chaya for Malkos, and you're not going to bring a carbon for the shogeg. Zui lemute mai. So what is that? That's not talking about carbon. That's just Malkos. So la lemute achadiv lo achadiv lo lakis. Isn't that excluding our case of Malkos? Where it says again, no. Lo zui dal shegasa patumi carbon. Aval achalti v'lo achalti maisi carbon. Umani Rabbi Akivi. The Rambam being carbon l'shavar. No, maybe it says again excluding the carbon part of it. This is where you're going to be patur on the carbon, but other cases you'd be chayv on the carbon. Like Rabbi Akiva, Ba'amid Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, but then you just say the Reisha Rabbi Yishmael Shita, again, about the Chi of Carbon on the past or not, so Elamid is Rabbi Akiva, Reisha Nami Rabbi Akiva. Okay, fine. The whole thing is Rabbi Akiva. Aye, what about the Reisha? The Reisha Lav Lem Ute Achalti V'lo Achalti, it's not excluding that case from Malkus. Elam Ute Ocha V'lo Ochal, it's excluding the future case from Malkus. If I say, I will eat it, then I don't eat it. That's what does not have Malkus. Umayishna, why do you need a... why do you learn it like that? If you're talking about future cases, so it makes sense to exclude a future case. You wouldn't exclude the avar case, and therefore we have defended our case. So what's the case of lav she'ein bo maisa lokin alav by shvua? The case where you take a shvua about the past. Take a shvua about the past, that you say, I ate something, I didn't eat something, that's going to be where you are going to be chayef. Good. Umeimir, we continue. Omale Rabbi Yochanan, Latana, Lotisni me Umeimir. Don't put Meimir on this list. Bishum to be dupe, to be diburo, asa maisa. Meimir is not a lav sheim maisa, right? Meimir is lav sheish, not a lav sheim maisa, it's lav sheish maisa. Why? To be diburo, asa maisa, because you accomplish something with your words. You have effect a chalos with your words. To be diburo, asa maisa. Rashi, to be diburo asa maisa she'ose michulin kachim, or you're makdish something. That's a maisa. Halachically, that's a maisa, and therefore it is not an exception to the rule. It is a rule. It's part of the lav sheish ba maisa lokan alav. And that's why the Achronim wonder on the Rambam. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam shouldn't quote this as an exception. But if you look in the Rambam, we read it last time. The first Rambam in Hilchos Temura, the Rambam says that this is an exception to the rule. The Rambam says, right, and then the Rambam goes into, that's what we read last time. Why should you? Isn't it a lav anita glase? But the Rambam also says, a lav sheim amaisa, you get malchus for it. But the Rambam, for some reason, does not quote this shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it is a lav sheish b'maisa. Let's just do a little bit more. Makalav chaver b'shem, if one is makal their friend with shem Hashem. Machlokas rishonim, Rashi here, the Ravid holds the actual shem Hashem. Actual shem Hashem, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, chav of gimel, even with kinuyim, even with a kinuy, lav dafka shem Hashem. Discussion. Minala, and how do I know? Amar Belazar Boshi Amakra Emotishmar Viksiv Hifla Shem Es Makoscha. Haflazu in Yodea Mao. I don't know what the Hifla means. Kshuomer Vipila Shofit Vikolafanov. Have Omer Haflazu Malkus. Haflaz Malkus. And he just spoke right next to that was Shem Emotishmar. Emer Afilu Shvuas MS. even a Shuas MS is going to get Malchus. No, Shuas Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneim. Sometimes you have to take a Shvua. Right, the Rambam even holds, and we'll talk more about this last time, the Rambam even holds Mitzvah Zayin, Asay Zayin. There's a separate Mitzvah Asay. The Ramban is not happy about it. But the Rambam and Mitzvah Zayin, very early in the count, Shetzivanu Lihi Shava Bishmo. Ubishmo Tishaveya. There's a Mitzvah. I'm talking about what type of mitzvah that is. But either way, so the Gemara says, you're right, Shua Zem Tia Bein Shneim, so it can't be that there's going to be a problem taking that Shua. Says the Gemara, Amar Hani Mila Lafayis is Chaveiro, maybe only Lafayis, your friend, you know, you are allowed to do it, Avol Milka Laki, but still, there will be Malchus. Lo Matzaz Amr, Dehaksiv Uvishmo Tishaveya. No, it can't be. It says, Uvishmo Tishaveya, right? So it can't just be that you're doing it so your friend isn't Toveya Yumamon, but you're going to, but you're allowed to do it. No, Vishmo Tishaveya. Rashi, Deshvuas MS, Shar Yelam Avid, right? It's mutter to do, and therefore, it can't be that it's a problem. So the Gemara then says, Homi Barlei, look at the Rav. Maybe that line is only about Rav. Dumar of Yidam Rav, Minash, Nishran, Lakayim, Mitzvos. How do we know? Rav says you can make a Shua to be Mizaris yourself to do Mitzvos. Shinemar, Nishbati, Vakayim, Olishbar, Mishpatez, Kecha. So you see that you're allowed to make a Shua maybe only for that. So the Gemara says, no, Haksiv Karachrita. That's based on a different pasuk. Uvos Tidbach, Uvishmo Tishaveya. Right? It's a separate din. And Elamai Asa, Makalas Chaver B'Shem. So what must be the pasuk coming to teach me? Makalas Chaver B'Shem. That's going to be the case that one is going to get Malchus for. Okay, I'll stop here with the Ema. Hashem, we will continue next time.